Where the rose is, there's been a change at Allison's house. It's a lot cleaner.
You want to do the middle part for us?
It's been a change at Allison's house. It's a lot cleaner, and it smells like a perfume that isn't hers. The situation stinks.
Hey, yo.
It's a good one, Kennedy. I like how you wrote that.
He'll be here. I'll be here all week.
Yeah. Don't make fun of me. You wrote that line.
Oh, no. I think it's wonderful. It was just for you, dad joke. It's coming soon.
Allison is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you and Chase?
Okay, so I have a little problem, and it's in my house. So my boyfriend and I have been living together for like a year now, and we're very happy, but something's just up at the house, and I just need to make sure I'm not going crazy. So it's like way cleaner than it used to be. And like, he's not a slob, but our house definitely looks and feels lived in. And so lately when I come home, it's like super clean, immaculate. And, you know, like the beds are made, towels are hung up, and it just looks like someone else has been there. And it's just starting to make me feel like I'm going crazy.
Do you think he hired a cleaning service to come in while you were gone or something?
I don't know. It also has started to smell like perfume that isn't mine. So I don't know. I need to find out what's going on when I'm not home.
It's the opposite of Goldilocks. They found it. The bears came home and were like, what the hell? You're like, what? Why are my dishes done?
Who took out our trash? Okay, so you understand how roses works. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company and offer him the dozen long-stemmed red roses, and then we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Make sure to be very quiet, okay, while this is happening. Don't interrupt, all right?
Okay.
Okay, good. Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Chase?
Yeah, this is Chase.
Hi, Chase. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being such a longtime customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
I mean, that sounds great. So they're roses?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is perfect. I really need to thank a friend. So.
Okay, cool. So to get started, I'll just start with a card, and I need a name for the card, please.
Okay. Can you please send them to Gloria?
Okay. And what would you like that card to say to Gloria?
Just make it say, thank you so much for all your help. I couldn't do it without you.
Couldn't do what? What are you talking about, Chase? What's going on here? Hello? Huh?
Hang on a second, Allison. Chase?
What's going on here?
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's something we call War of the Roses. And that was Kennedy. That was not Shelly. And you just asked us to send roses to Gloria. Who is that?
Gloria, it's our neighbor. The nice old lady who lives next door.
What is happening?
Gloria, you know, the lady that lives next door? The old lady that lives next door? Well, she's been cleaning the house for me for weeks because you've been so busy with work. I mean, you think I'm cheating on you? And then you call the radio instead of just talking to me?
Yikes.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry, babe. Oh my God, holy
Oh,
Chase, you still there, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess she...
Not expecting the cleaning lady, I gotta tell you.
Look... This is ridiculous. I clean the house for her, and then she calls you jerks to catch me cheating.
Hey, we're not jerks. Cool. Don't get mad at us. We're just caught in the crossfire.
Or the ones that made the phone call and, you know.
Well, she called us first.
What kind of cleaning lady wears perfume?
I said it was the cleaning lady from the beginning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.